This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
We're up on the terrace on Paralympics GB House here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm with Dave Ellis and his pilot, Luke Pollard, who obviously won a gold in the paratriathlon yesterday. Obviously, there's been a bit of a sort of few false starts for the triathlon, but it must have been a bit of a relief, Dave, actually getting in the water and getting going yesterday.
Absolutely, yeah. Obviously, waking up early the previous day and being told it was postponed, a bit difficult to take, but then, yeah, good to get it done yesterday, and especially with how the weather is today, nice to get it done when it was dry.
Yeah, it's raining a bit at the moment. And could you both sort of take me through your sort of gold medal winning race and sort of how it went? Were there any tricky moments for the pair of you?
It was a tough course. I mean, we knew it was going to be tough. You obviously want to put your best performance out on the day that you've worked so hard to do all these years, so we knew it was going to be tough, and it definitely was. The swim was a real challenge with the cross current and the upstream swim, but I think because we've worked together for so many years that we could just deliver a really good race.
And Luke, obviously people know, you know, sort of a pilot on a tandem, we know what that does, but how do you support Dave in the water and join the running?
Yeah, so obviously in the swim we can't really talk to one another, so we're attached on a tether, which is essentially just a bit of elastic lace on our legs, so Dave can feel the tension of, you know, when the turns come in. Obviously we know the course and Dave knows the course on like which way we're turning. He just needs to know when and then obviously avoiding any obstacles on the way, and then obviously running we can have a chat.
And it's great to have the triathlon in the centre of Paris, swimming through the Seine and cycling and running through the streets of Paris, and there's a fantastic crowd yesterday at sort of cheering everybody on. And do you get a sort of sense and a feel of the crowd, and does that spur you both on?
Yeah, I think having such a loud crowd actually makes it a bit more challenging at times, because you can't really hear each other, and if Luke does need to communicate to me, it's a bit more challenging, but it's great to have people there. It really lifts you up and keeps you going when you're starting to feel the fatigue and the pain. Yeah,
I think as well, like, friends and family were obviously out in force yesterday. I think there was probably about 50 people here for Dave and myself, so you definitely had our own little support corner. Yeah, it was fantastic.
And probably no chance to have a look up and look at the architecture of Paris at all.
No, I think I was pretty tunnel focused on a job at hand, and it was like, don't get distracted by obviously the beautiful sights and, you know, the great crowd we had.
And obviously, Dave, your partner Claire Cashmore is another para triathlete, and she obviously won silver in the PTS 5 yesterday. How did it feel when you got your partner also competing?
It can be difficult, because obviously you're going through the emotion with them. We had finished the race and we're just kind of waiting to do whatever, but we could watch her race on the TV, and you're there, and it is you're obviously hoping she's going to do well, but there's that worry, and thankfully we could watch it, and she did a great performance on the day and came away with the silver.
And obviously at home, having two triathlon athletes in the same household, do you have time to sort of train together and that kind of thing at home?
Yeah, sometimes we do a bit. We obviously swim together and gym and stuff like that, and go for runs. It's quite nice to have her to help me as well when Luke's not around. So, yeah, do a little bit of training together.
And there has been talk, I think, of a triathlon relay. Is that something that maybe yourself and Claire and obviously Luke might be interested in taking part in?
Definitely. I think obviously you've seen how much of an impact it's had on the Olympic side. So to get it on the Paralympic side, I think could be really good, and would love to be part of any other races, yeah, for sure.
And would that be something different sort of in your relationship with Dave, Luke, if a sort of, you know, relay happened?
Yeah, I think we'd have to probably work on transitions a bit more. I think it'd be more get changed quicker in the mornings for training, I think, for a bit of training. But yeah, I think it'd be fantastic, like Dave said, to be part of something else if it happens.
Well, congratulations to you both on the gold medal in the triathlon. And of course, Dave, congratulations to Claire on her silver medal. And thank you both for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thanks so much, mate.